Blog Talk Radio.
What? Do you have Miz a baby in her belly?
Yes, that was so cute. She opens up her jacket and starts rubbing her belly. And I was like, oh my God.
Baby bump. Oh, she looks adorable.
She does. Oh, and her husband, they were showing his reaction and whatnot. And he's just grinning from ear to ear. He's all looking like a boy.
Yes. So cute. They are so adorable. So absolutely adorable. And we're very, very happy. So, ticker tape parades. No, I'm kidding. I just want to know what he's going to... And I keep saying he because I'm feeling boy. All that girl pop... long. It's going to be a boy.
Yeah.
That's too much girl power to pass along to a little one. It's just too much.
That would be awesome, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. I don't think I would want to be beyond... live up to that.
There is something to that. That would be very, very hard to live up to.
I mean, have you seen Madonna's daughter? Lourdes has a lot to live up to. And
she
does a good job.
Yeah, she does. And I worried about her for a couple of years because she does look a lot like her father.
Mm-hmm.
But she's finally growing into her womanness.
Yeah, but she got some of, I think she's got Madonna's eyes under her mouth, so she's looking a little more. But yeah,
and she's becoming very pretty.
Yes, Kurt Cobain's daughter.
She is gorgeous.
She looks exactly like him. That's weird, but also gorgeous, but a lot to live up to.
Mhm.
So I feel bad for these children. So Beyonce's child. Oh my God.
I know Beyonce's child, and Jay-Z's child. The mix between the two of them is. So much to live up to.
Whereas you got the Smiths, where all of them are just equally awesome. So, all right, we need to get off these people.
Well, now they're split.
Yeah, they put out a whole statement. We'll wait and see. I guess we'll know for sure. Like I said, I was shocked to see it because every time I see the two of them, they're all over each other. I mean, there's never any space between them. It's like God. What you doing, Will? Can you give a class to some of these guys out here? This is how you're supposed to be with your wife. Yeah, pass that information along. All right, we had to let that song play. I wonder why we were still chatting.
Yes.
Now, next thing I want to say is my top 10 was a hot ass movie bitches that need their own game. Colombiana definitely loved it. I loved it. We need a game. I need to know some backstory. They left that out. And I would have liked more fight scenes, but the fight scene was well worth the wait. Somebody needed a spanking, and they got one. And I mean literally. I'm not going to tell you any more than that.
Oh, wow. I may have to go see this.
If you don't see anything, if you just walk in for the last 45 minutes, you're good, because that fight scene in the bathroom was well worth it. Ah, sometimes big boys need spankings. All right, so speaking of spankings, what you got, Ginger?
I'm distracted by the idea of spankings, but all right. Speaking of spanking, GamePolitics.com this morning, and they pulled this from Joystick, GameStop issues apology for online coupon fiasco.
About damn time.
Hell yeah. All right, so while GameStop was bold in removing online coupons from PC retail copies of Deus Ex Human Revolution, it found some humility today as it realized that yesterday's situation put them in a bad light with customers. Many customers felt that by taking a coupon that was worth around $50 out of those boxes, the company was ripping them off. Today, GameStop CEO Paul Raines issued an apology via email to customers and offered an olive branch to smooth things over.
You have a free copy of the game from them, most likely. What'd they say? What are they getting?
Let me see. Dear GameStop customer, earlier this week, GameStop removed a competitor's coupon from standard edition PC versions of Deus Ex Human Revolution, a recent release by Square Enix. We were not aware that the product box would contain this competitor's offer. We regret the events surrounding this title release and that our customers were put in the middle of this issue between GameStop and Square Enix, the publisher of this game. And for this, we are truly sorry. For your inconvenience, we'd like to offer you a $50 GameStop gift card and a buy two, get one free pre-owned purchase.
Damn, I knew I should have bought that game.
Mm-hmm. They say we want to earn back your trust and confidence in the GameStop experience. Please bring in this email and store your receipt or order confirmation. Please bring in this email and your store receipt or order confirmation from GameStop.com and present it to a game advisor. Sincerely, Paul Rain, CEO of GameStop. Yeah, the writer goes on to say, hopefully GameStop has learned a lesson about public perception. Yeah, I think they have. I don't think they liked the evil light they were casting. I can see why they did it, but at the same time, I'm with everybody else. You broke into my game. You took something out of it. Now how am I supposed to bring it back if there is something wrong with it? You know?
Well,
What if in a mishap something happened? This got scratched while your employees were screwing with it? Something.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that either. That's a very interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
And you, not to mention, it's not actually yours. It doesn't belong to you. It's store merchandise. That would be like us going in the store and working there and trying on all the shoes mm-hmm. and getting them dirty and muddy and then putting them back on the shelf to sell.
Yeah.
Or having athlete's foot or something and putting them back on the shelf.
And if I remember right, this has a DRM of some sort. So what if, I'm assuming it comes with a code. We know not everybody is exactly trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
What if some of these were open to take out the coupons and codes were taken for friends and whatnot?
Now, one thing about that statement bothers me. They said that they took out the competitor's coupon, but they didn't know that it contained the package contained the offer. Just have, or you would not have taken
it out.
Apparently
they didn't. Yeah, I took from that they didn't realize it when they ordered.
Maybe that's what they mean, because saying, we didn't realize it had a coupon in, and then you took them out. Yeah, you realized they were in there, which means you should have stopped.
You took the thing out. My bad. Monday morning. My bad.
Wow.
Sorry, bosses out there. I just lost this listeners in China.
Yes, you did. Or gained us some. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, here's something I got over the weekend. Yay, you Apple, iPhone, iPod. People will be happy to know that being the king means being green. And it ain't easy being green.
Oh, no. Wait, is there a Kermit game?
I have no idea. This is from independent developer Play Lithium. They're giving away for free their highly successful Apple iPhone puzzle game, King of Frogs, in a special promotion in collaboration with the popular games and app portal Daily App Dream, which Ginger told you about months and months and months ago. King of Frogs has already proven itself worthy of its crown. The game has previously been featured by Apple in the What's Hot category in the games in the family games section as well as the puzzle games section on the store, reaching the top five. 62 countries and 47 countries, respectively. In this intuitive and highly addictive version 2.1, it is your task to help the King of Frogs find his way home in this fresh new puzzle, which bears a slight resemblance to the rules of the French solitaire and checkers, or possibly Frogger. maneuver the King and his loyal frogs on the lily pad environment by making them jump over each other in a specific sequence. By discovering the correct combinations and orders, you'll eventually be skilled enough to guide your little green fellows to their final destination of each level. You can check them out, again, on the Apple iPod iTunes store if you so desire. You know what? I'm tired of the marketing thing that people are doing. We were featured as top five on the Apple iTunes store. No, you know what happened? You were on the front page. Let me tell you how this works, because, you know, let me tell you the code in the back end. If you, say, put up your game on Daily App Dream, which is a very popular website, like I said, Ginger told you about months and months ago,
mm-hmm.
and people go and they see it and they go, oh, what's this? And they click on it, then it takes them, I'm assuming, to the App Store, which takes them to that page. Doesn't mean the game was downloaded or bought, but because of the way code is, on most websites and most gaming portals, the thing that gets clicked on the most gets moved to the top. It doesn't mean that it sold or that it did great. It just means it was clicked on a lot.
Yes.
So stop touting that as your, oh, we were featured in the What's Hot. You were hot because of this reason and that reason only.
Yes.
People, my gamers out there, don't be fooled by the it's hot, so therefore it must be good. I'm telling you now, that just means a lot of you clicked on it. And it may have been that you clicked on it because by accident, or if you're like me, sometimes the iPad's in the purse and you bump it. And
yeah, I've had a couple experiences like that.
And the cell phone's in the purse, I bump it, I take it out, and I'm on some weird web page. It's like, how the hell did I get here? And, you know, I didn't do it. So, no, stop it. Stop it, you people, marketing people. Come out with some real. We were downloaded, you know, like the Angry Birds people, we were downloaded 500 million times. That you can check.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, so let me see what we have. Ooh, Paradox Interactive. Put a Warlock? World of, huh?
Is it Warlock?
Yes. Did you already do that one?
No, I just posted the video.
Oh, very nice, very nice. All right, so put a world of magic in your hands. Paradox Interactive announces Warlock, Master the Arcane, or Master of the Arcane.
Yay!
I y'all can't read. All right, so Paradox Interactive just revealed the details of their latest project, Warlock, Master of the Arcane, a new turn-based strategy game set in the fantastical land of Ardania. Popularized in Majesty franchise, Warlock Master of the Arcane invites players to take on the role of the Great Mage and build a powerful magical empire, giving mighty mages the ability to control armies and magic to wage war against one another as they compete with other wizards for the title of Warlock. Matthias Lilja, producer at Paradox Interactive, says, the great thing about Warlock is that it inherits the best elements from classic turn-based games and renovates them with a modern look and feel. Partnering with Inco Plus to bring this breath of fresh air to the genre is just, you know, they've done well to bring the Majesty world to life in the past, and we are confident they'll deliver again. Warlock Master of the Arcane offers a wide range of military units, three different races, along with summons and wild creatures, as well as providing dozens of spells from which players can discover powerful spell combinations to help attain victory over their adversaries. With epic battles to fight, gods to side with, an innovative city management system, players must strike a balance between military might and magical prowess to remain the last mage standing. Players can look forward to entering the mythical war in the quarter of 12.
Yeah,
yay, and you just said you put up a video on Game of Natrix, right?
Yes, it is the first video right now anyway, until we get any other new ones in. It's kind of a slow news week because PAX is over.
Yes, everybody is recuperating.
I'm good thing I didn't go, because I'm sick, in case y'all can't tell. Yay for sneezing and coughing. And I have to sneeze now.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bananas.
Don't think about elephants. All right. Okay, so we got some interesting, we do have some interesting stuff. You hear that? Some interesting stuff? Some interesting stuff that's going on. Wait a minute. News. I love when they send me news in the middle of the show. Okay, when we tell you to send it in at a certain time, people get it.
Uh-huh.
Certain time. Lord have mercy. All right, so. Wow. Where do I start? I guess we start with Samsung. You know, all the controversy they've had. But they are not letting it keep them down. This weekend, they announced the 4G LTE versions of their already popular Galaxy S2 Android smartphone and one forthcoming Android tablet, the Galaxy Tab 8.9. The new devices aren't dramatically different spec-wise from previously announced models, but they show Samsung's commitment to equipping their devices with new 4G technologies. In the past, Samsung has released the Epic 4G for Sprint with 4G WiMAX, Droid Charge on Verizon and 4G LTE, and the Infuse 4G on AT&T HSPA+. The Galaxy S2 LTE smartphone includes a 4.5-inch Super AMOLED Plus display, an 8-megapixel camera, a 1.5 gigahertz dual-core processor, that is so sexy, and an Android 2.3 Gingerbread. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Samsung's new tablet offering the Galaxy Tab 8.9 LTE features an 8.9-inch display, 1.5 gigahertz dual-core CPU, Samsung's TouchWiz interface running on top of Android Honeycomb. Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now pricing for the new devices have not yet been announced. Samsung said they've had a few troubles lately. Of course, getting its Galaxy smartphones and tablets into the hands of us consumers as Apple continues to fight Samsung in courts around the world over claims of patent infringement. Just last week, a judge in the Netherlands issued a Europe-wide preliminary injunction against Samsung X Galaxy 2, and Ace phones, and effectively banning them. In the U.S., Samsung and Apple have sued and countersued each other, but no bans have been issued.
Wow.
What's that two claim? Apple, Samsung. Okay. Are you
I love you, Corey.
I'm going to need for you all to just cut it out. I just want a gadget. I don't care who makes it. Can I get on the internet? Can I play games? And can I take naked photos of Ginger?
What? There are no naked photos of Ginger. No, no.
Yes, there are. There will
no.
be.
Oh, no.
Yes, yep. Keep it here.
No. No.
You know how we roll.
Sorry. I did want to mention you were talking about Android. I went, and it was totally off topic. I went grocery shopping this weekend, and the cashier was like, oh, is that an Android? Let me see that. He's like, oh, you've got the PlayStation phone. He's like, what did he say? He said something like, I knew geeks were hot or something like that. I don't remember. I was too busy, like, flipping out. I was like, dude, you touched my phone.
Right?
You got to get cut. my Xperia Play, and you're touching it.
Well, that's what happened in the grocery store. I stopped to talk to an acquaintance, not a friend. And she was like, what's that in your purse? I was like, oh, it's an iPad. Oh, let me see it. Mm-mm.
Don't you be touching my stuff.
You must be crazy.
I did get a kick out of the whole, you know, I always knew geeks are hot.
Yeah. Duh.
Ooh.
Ooh, what? What?
Oh, hackers. Again, GamePolitics.com. This just came out. Nokia's developer network compromised by hackers.
Again.
All right, so Nokia's community pages have been temporarily closed and replaced with the company's statement following a security breach over the weekend. The online community used by developers that make Nokia phone apps has been hacked, and the company warned its members that their personal information, including dates of birth and email addresses, may have been stolen. For now, the service has been shut down while Nokia investigates. No one has claimed responsibility for the security breach at this time. In a statement posted on the website, Nokia detailed how hackers had managed to gain access. It says a database table containing developer forum email addresses has been accessed by exploiting a vulnerability in the bulletin board software that allowed an SQL injection attack. Initially, we believed that only a small number of these forum members' records had been accessed, but further investigation has identified that the number is significantly larger. While Nokia did not reveal the level of the intrusion, it suggests that it may have been extensive. The company added that no credit card details had been taken, but warned that additional contact details, such as Skype addresses, may have been stolen. All right, they wrote that twice. All right, so Skype addresses may have been stolen as well. That is no good. Hackers, why do you got to be hackers? All right, well, I know.
There's a message on Twitter about you, by the way.
About what?
About you. So that's why Ginger's Facebook page is asking for a credit card number and age verification. That's from Jay, too.
No, that's because the pictures I have on there, Jay.
That's what he means.
Oh, all right, yeah. A little slow on Mondays. Give me a little slow.
I would say it's mid, but I'm full of airborne. That's some of the stuff that's supposed to keep you from doing what I'm doing, but it's not working.
I need something. I've been drinking tea all morning, fresh tea, trying to get myself going, and it's just not.
They taste really good. Can you OD on vitamin C? I'm just curious because they say I'm not supposed to take more than 12, and honestly, I don't know how many I've eaten of those things.
You know, from my history, I want to say you cannot overdose on vitamin C.
Let's hope not.
My head says no, you cannot. But I don't.
They is tasty. The Airborne is very tasty.
Yeah,
it has like 200 per tablet, and I believe I've had way over the 1,000 required for daily dosage. Okay, but they are tasty.
Is that where my halls vitamin C drops?
Tasty medicines is a good thing.
Maybe I'll stop coughing my head off.
I'm chewing gum and to stop me from sneezing. It's not working. Okay.
I'm not sneezing, but my eyes hurt, and I need, like, curtains for these windows.
You know what? We sound like two old ladies.
It's like a migraine, and the sun's coming in through this window, and it's like...
And my hip has been bothering me ever since it rained last week, and my good...
We're getting old, people. We're getting old.
But I will never stop gaming. I will have one in my hand.
Ew. Heck yeah. I'm going to be that 90-year-old grandma that can still kick their grandkids' butts in whatever game's coming out.
I don't know about kicking their butts, but I am imagining being like 80 and holding the controller and hearing my grandkid, "Grandma, you keep running into me while we're trying to race. Why is your car in the wall?"
You didn't bring me my glasses first.
Grandma, I thought you got your LASIK redone. I did. That was 6 years ago. All right. For you Tetris people, you Tetris fans, will be happy.
Oh, you Tetris freaks. I saw that. I posted that.
Yeah, I know. I saw you post. I went to post because, you know, they send me two.
Nice.
I don't know why. They send me two of them every time EA sends something. It's like, we're very sorry, but we want to make sure you see this. But it is from EA. Tetris is free on your Android today.
Yeah?
Free! EA Mobile, a division of Electronic Arts, as if they didn't have enough divisions. Why don't you just stick with EA? We got Zengo, we got Playfish, whatever. I don't know what you're doing over there. But in any case, stock symbol, I'll give it to some of you because somebody asked me. Keep talking about stock, but you never tell us. EA stock symbol or numbers or acronym or whatever you call it is ERTS. There you go. Go buy some. Arts, that's right. And them, along with Blue Planet Software, the company that manages the exclusive licensing rights to Tetris brand, today announced that it will publish a free version of the Tetris game set to launch exclusively on Android phones. Wow, Twitter is crazy. Published on over 50 platforms and available in more than 185 countries, the Tetris game is one of the most played video games in the world and has been embraced by hundreds of millions of fans globally. The free version of Tetris joins the recently launched Scrabble for free as EA's second free offering on the Android platform. How nice! Tetris is one of the most distinctive, well-known, and popular video game franchises in the world, and it gives EA the opportunity to grow its already expanding customer base on the Android platform. This is from Bernard Kim, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for EA Interactive. Yeah, I know you, Bernard. Mm-hmm. Tetris has a strong... That was mean and kind of threatening. I liked it. Tetris has a strong legacy in the mobile gaming world, and we're excited to bring a free version of Tetris to yet another great platform. The free version of Tetris features new and improved visuals, the famous Tetris music, you all know it. You're getting in your head as I'm saying this. Da, 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 da. See? And a fan-favorite marathon mode that will challenge even the most seasoned of Tetris veterans. With touchscreen controls, longtime fans and newcomers alike can control their game with their fingertips and slide and rotate and drop their... Wait a minute. This is a new word for me. Tetrominoes? Tetrominoes.
Sounds like dominoes.
That's exactly what they mean for it to sound like, I'm guessing.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice, EA. You can slide them into place, clear lines, pick up the points. The free version of Tetris also lets players track their stats so they can keep competition going and improve their high score. The Tetris brand is more relevant today than ever, and we're thrilled to bring the game to yet another platform. With the free version for Android, and fans can fall in love with Tetris all over again. This is from Hank Rogers, who's the president and CEO of Blue Planet Software. Of course, Tetris is available now on the Android market. If you are lazy, you can go over and click on it on our site, or you can go over to EAMobile.com. I had a whole lag thing going on in my head. I am seriously lagging. Wow, that was like a 2-second lag. I'll go over and check that out and play it. Have a good time. And they do want to let you know, of course, wireless fees may apply. You all know how this works. If you don't have a free data messaging plan, then you can't just download and to your heart's content. But if you were on Virgin Mobile, I'm just saying. Tinder, are you still with me, baby cakes? Hello.
I'm muted. Yeah, I was half choking on my cough drop over here. But yeah, I'm still here.
People are asking for naked photos of you.
I was just
saying they have them.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Oh, my God. All right. We talked Friday about Kanye West opening up at the Call of Duty XP, but now that's some other people, too.
Uh-oh.
Call of Duty XP gets lucky. Celt Rockers Dropkick Murphys to perform a live opening night.
Who?
Yeah. All right, so Activision Publishing has tapped Green Collar Punk Revelers Dropkick Murphys to perform opening night at 8 p.m. September 2nd at the first ever Call of Duty XP.
At the compound. At the compound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
I know, right? That sounds kind of cool, though. The Destiny PlayStation Call of Duty gamers worldwide. The critically acclaimed Dropkick Murphys, known for their complex distillation of classic punk rock, Celtic folk, and American rock and roll, will deliver a knockout live performance. The two-day Call of Duty fan event features the global premiere of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer, a $1 million tournament presented by Xbox 360 and other landmark experiences, including live musical performances. Call of Duty XP will take place September 2nd and 3rd, 2011, in Los Angeles, California. Eric Hirschberg, Chief Executive Officer of Activision Publishing, I swear I've not been drinking, says, I'm going to choke on. With an unbeatable lineup of real-world and in-game experiences, the addition of Dropkick Murphys just makes XP that much more memorable. Few bands fit the bill better, and we're thrilled to have them performing on opening day. Now, in their 16th year, Dropkick Murphys have slingshot from their Irish punk roots in Quincy, Massachusetts, to become one of the world's best-known rock acts, routinely packing houses for their phenomenal live shows. The band's countless EPs, singles, compilations, and 7 studio albums, including 1997's Do or Die, 1999's The Gang's All Here, oh, right, they're going to name them all, apparently, have earned the septet mainstream success and the adoration of fans around the globe. All right, so if you want more information about Call of Duty XP, you can go over to callofduty.com/XP. Yay!
I had to chew some gum through my sneeze. Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind. Those of you who may not have seen the news later on Friday, we did get a press release in for a game I am just all kinds of impressed with. Or we may have mentioned it during the news of the War of the Worlds game.
Mm-hmm.
That game looks freaking awesome. In case I'm trying to find the story because, yeah, I had intended to read it, but things did not work out with the freaking... you know, the things are not working out with my browser, so I'm going to go over and find it. Why can't I find it, Ginger? Why?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll read another story. We'll save that one for the next one. What is with you all on Twitter? Cut it out. Bad children. Bad. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Now, wait a minute. I got some information about the iPhone 5. I'm sorry. I need to go to bed. I shouldn't have done news this morning. Snow told me not to. That's what I get for not listening. All right, so the iPhone 5 is apparently going to sport a screen under 4-inch metal black. I don't know what that means. Maybe you guys that have iPhones know. It's just a rumor for now. They're saying Apple may be keeping the iPhone's screen size somewhere under 4 inches, putting it well below most high-end Android phones. Mm-hmm. This is reports from Taiwanese news in a site called DigiTimes. I like them. The panel supplier sources tell the site that Apple is looking towards a 3.5 to 3.7-inch screen size for the iPhone 5. The device's bezel may be thinner, which should serve to make the screen look bigger, but it won't be bigger. You can't fool us. We have good hand-eye coordination. We've been gaming for years. Additionally, the sources say that Apple is dropping the rear glass design from the iPhone 4 in exchange for a metal back that still will not keep it from shattering. Meanwhile, in Android land, phones with screen sizes above 4 inches have become the norm. Many are now sporting 4.3-inch screens, and it looks like we'll be seeing plenty more 4.5-inch phones throughout the next year, as I just told you. What we were hoping for, of course, is that the Apple phone would reach at least 4 inches with the iPhone 5, because iPhone's standard 3.5 screen is beginning to feel a bit long in the tooth, even with iPhone 4's high-res Retina display. A multitude of previous rumors seem to solidify that the iPhone 4 would feature a 4-inch screen. So, maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's a dirty lie.
Dirty lie. You dirty, dirty liars.
And, of course, Apple is denying the whole thing, but Sprint is kind of outing them, telling the employees, keep your mouth shut. You want to keep your job, keep your mouth shut. Me, personally, I would be asking for a phone. I'm going to need an iPhone 5. I won't say a word. Here, sign here.
No. I won't ever go back to the iPhone.
Look, I'm still going to activate it for any other reason than to play games, but still.
This is true. You know, if y'all want to send me one, I will play games all day long.
Oh, Apple. you all are such funny people. You're fighting with people. You're changing your phones. People are already complaining. They haven't even seen it yet because they're keeping it under wraps. Boo on you, Apple. Boo.
Yeah.
All right. What you got, Ginger?
What have I got? I have got... Oh, hold on. Went to the wrong page. No, still. Go back. There we go. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. This just came out. This came from The Escapist, actually. Australian game industry not dead. Australia has had more than its share of studio closures and mergers over the past few months, but one Australian developer says that the industry's death in the country has been exaggerated, adding that it isn't even wounded. Australian video game developer Stephen... Australian video game developer Stephen Schutz says that despite appearances, the Australian video game industry is not in trouble at all. Schutz said that the Australian industry is simply changing, and while those changes can be difficult for those directly affected by it in form of layoffs, closures, and relocations, it is simple, the natural course of a metamorphosis rather than a tragedy. He also compared the industry to the movie industry in the 20th century, which changed from gigantic movie studio structure to smaller independent studios. Finally, he noted that the success of free-to-play and casual space on new platforms has caught a lot of big studios off guard. This is true. A lot of people didn't see this, you know, really working out. He goes on to say, smaller independent studios have rushed in and achieved success in many surprising ways. Even individual developers are creating a living for themselves producing small titles. And before you discount this as relevant to the survival of an industry, ask how many film producers can generate a living income by themselves. All right, so apparently you can read his entire commentary over at theage.com.au. What?
Oh, our people's on the Twitter.
Oh, I don't even want to look, do I?
Dropkick Murphys make me want to drink heavily and break stuff.
Yes. I had to go check out their music. I know I've heard of them. I was like, you know, I know I've heard.
And I'm sick. I should probably not be drinking stuff and drop, you know. Anyway.
You know what? When you're sick, maybe that's the best time to drink.
No. I'm already, you know, you all know what happens to me when I drink. This is not a good combination.
It is, as long as you don't live next door.
What's that scene in Fight Club where he's on the guy's face? You don't know where I've been, Lou? That would be me. I'd knock somebody down and just sneeze in their face. You don't know where I've been. Yeah, you don't want me to drink it. You don't want me drinking while I'm sick. Bad idea.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, unless it was you it was happening to. You gave me that.
Again, I live far enough away. I could just stand back and laugh.
She's going to hold him. Come here, stand by me. Let me hold you for a second. Okay, Corey, get him.
Yes. Here, Corey, I'll hold him for you.
See, you're not right.
I love my Corey.
Are you going to bail me out of jail?
I might.
Mm. Well, here's some interesting news.
Oh, my God, Horace. I love you.
Well, you know, stop.
I'm going to need an iPhone 5, $5 million, and a plane ticket to Belize.
That would be me. All right. So,
oh, that was for you. Hey, look at that.
These lovely people sent this out last week. Oh, I mean, they didn't stop showing me those Deus Ex trailers because I just want to go out and grab it so bad. I'm not going to buy it, no. Maybe I'll go to the right box. Anyway, remember Razer's teaser earlier this, last week, or rather, that had something to do with the oven? Remember they were saying PC gaming is not dead. Do you remember that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out they were referring to a laptop. Razer announced actually last week. But I had to tell you, because it's a gaming laptop. They're saying it's the world's first true gaming laptop. Take that, Alienware. See, I told you. New fight coming. It's due out late this year. And the price tag, I don't know, guys. I don't think that's like a down payment on a car. $2,799.99. It's very slim. It's 0.88 inches thick. Weighs around 6.97 pounds. Has a 17-inch... backlit HD display. They're not mentioning where it'll be launched here, Europe. Want to know what's inside? Ginger,
what's inside?
Intel Core i7 processor with a high-performance NVIDIA GeForce graphics processor.
Oh, That's so hot. Why you gotta talk so geeky to me?
Yes, yes, yes. It also features Razer's Switchblade user interface comprised of 10 dynamic adaptive keys for easy access to in-game commands. Hey! There's an LCD capable also of two. See that? That's what I have to deal with. There's LCD.
I didn't do nothing.
Capable of two modes, one that displays in-game information when a mouse is in use, and one that also functions as a multi-touch panel. The Razer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called the Razer Blade. I like the name already. It was designed to give gamers a laptop they could use on the go. This is from Razer CEO Min Liang Tan. It says it's sleek, it's lightweight. Aluminum construction makes it the thinnest 17-inch gaming laptop available today. Ha-ha! Alienware. The Switchblade user interface on the Razer is revolutionary innovation that truly defines the new standard for gaming experiences on the laptop. Wait a minute, let me break down these specs for you one more time. I told you that it was an Intel i7, but it's 2.8 GHz Intel Core i7 2640M processor, 8 GB, along with 1,333 MHz DDR3 memory, 17.3 LED backlit display. I'm trying to talk quickly. It's not working. NVIDIA GeForce GT555M with NVIDIA Optimus technology, 2 GB dedicated GDDR5 video memory. Did you hear me say dedicated?
Oh, that is so hot.
Keep... Built-in HD cam, integrated 60 watt per hour battery.
That is so hot.
Wait, I'm not done. 320 gigabyte, 7,200 RPM SATA HDD.
See, I love it when you're all like, and I'm not done. That is,
and I'm not done still. Wireless. Incredible. This thing is gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. Now, we don't have any screenshots, but our peoples over at Eurogamer have some screenshots, and I am telling you, this is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in my life. I want it. Oh, my God. We will pop a link up on the Twitter. You guys can take a look later. Tell them at Eurogamer we sent you. Yes, these are our homies. Oh,
yes,
God.
I love them.
Wait, let me, I want you to hear Ginger's reaction when I show her. Here, Ginger, go to that right there that they sent over to us and scroll down to those images at the bottom there. Just go ahead and scroll. And go.
Uh-huh.
I want you guys to hear her reaction on the air because then you'll know. Hey! Do you see the keyboard? Do you see?
Oh, that is, I want this. Hey, guys, I'll make these noises all day long for you if you just send me one of these. Wow.
You guys on Twitter are wrong. Okay, so I'm going to...
That's so hot. Look how sleek that is. Ah.
Do you see the keys on the side for the MMOs?
Yes. Yes, I do. That is... How much is this? I want this. I need a new laptop, too.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, please. Please. I won't flash my fluffy cakes, but, wow. I want this.
Right?
I'm bookmarking this. Hello, birthday. Hello, Christmas.
Horace is talking geeky to you.
Talk geeky to me, Horace.
Wow. Okay, so we got to get back on the news. Ooh, that was sexy. I don't have any charts yet for you guys.
Yes,
you see the price tag on that? We'd have to show some fluffy cakes to get that.
And y'all want to be my sugar daddy?
We'd have to show, like, fluffy cakes in like, all in a row at the same time. Like, live. It couldn't even be pictures. They'd be like, no, you know what you got, girls?
We might have to work this out.
That's fine. Don't touch them. You can look at them. Can I have the laptop first? Can I hold it while you look? Let me hold the laptop.
You can touch them. Just let me hold it.
No, I didn't say touch them. I said you can look. Let me hold
it. Oh, my bad. You can look. Just let me hold it.
Touching is going to require two more laptops.
Yes. All right. So what have we got? Oh, speaking of, since we're talking about boobs. Touching. Cambodia blocks action sexploitation stars' guns.
Really?
Yes. Civil Dannings Ruger plans premium memberships, but one of its contents has given others around the world pause. Sybil Danning's Ruger is a cloud-based shooter video game currently in production. The game stars Sybil Danning's iconic character Ruger, a sexy, bountiful ex-LAPD cop turned bounty hunter. The game will release exclusively in Germany and Austria in the third quarter of 2012 and see a tiered release throughout the world.
Boo, we want it.
Yes, apparently I'm going to lose my voice. All right, so little controversy has followed the project, but that has changed this week when Cambodian officials decided against a proposed promotional plan. The game's distribution plan promises to make countries where the cloud is currently scarce more available and to provide technologically developing nations the necessary infrastructure and modification. The exposure will boost a game-driven gateway program. However, Cambodian distribution has already seen a glitch and revealed one of the game's secrets. A premium membership will be available with a wide variety of high-quality promotional products. The government of Cambodia is not having it with an apparently all-too-real-looking gun entering the country in possible thousands. While the gun is small, attached to a keychain, and is fox-signed by Sybil Danning in metallic writing, the government feels children running around with guns is not acceptable. All right, so a member of the Education Ministry on condition of anonymity, oh, there we go, says the type of weapon the toy is smaller, yes, but if you were to have a real model of this gun in our home, it would be illegal. The keychain can be easily tampered, and I see young kids using them. Laos customs official said he saw problems because of its realistic quality. South Africa declined to comment, but said scrutiny would be necessary. When asked how he felt about about gaming, the ministry member bowed his head. We are not talking about the game. We're talking about a potentially deadly weapon. It's a toy. Sir, the game answered briefly, we have no intentions of removing the gun from our catalog of goods. We will, however, look into making our marketing strategies in these developing countries. They need robust cloud computing to thrive in the future, and we will always seek to be sensitive to the needs of all peoples. Our goal is to bring the world through unique gaming. I don't know who wrote this, but all right, there's some splotchy spots there. Anyways, again, Mr. Minister dude who looks down at the ground because, you know, you don't want to admit that you're talking about the game. It's a toy. It's a small plastic gun. It's on a keychain. I understand you don't want your kids playing with guns. That's your choice, your decision. But, you're talking about it's a potentially deadly weapon. It's a plastic toy. It doesn't even shoot plastic BBs.
Oh, Lord. You know how people like to exaggerate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're about to go into our break time. What happened?
I don't know.
Well, you know, GLaDOS has a control of the switchboard again, so this is what we're getting. Maybe we should. Yeah, maybe we'll skip the break today. Thanks, GLaDOS. We love you. GLaDOS, you is awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, in that case, I will tell you. Some of you may have been wondering about this whole cloud gaming thing, as we have been. Maybe we should go to the conference. I keep asking Ginger every day. You'll notice I ask Ginger every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we'll go. We don't know. Okay, so.
We don't know.
It's, you know, we may bring an earthquake to the other coast, since snow's bringing all the weather over there to her side.
Something.
Ever since you moved to the East Coast, they've had hurricanes, an earthquake.
After watching Paul this weekend, I'm determined I'm going to Comic-Con next year.
Woot! All right. Well, Deus Ex, Human Revolution. You want to know how it did? Well, it was one of the first high-profile titles to launch simultaneously on OnLive, the PC, and the Xbox, and the PlayStation 3. And there was a lot of questions as to whether OnLive would take off, much less be able to handle something like Deus Ex, Human Revolution. Well, seems like it passed with flying colors.
Yeah,
they're saying the game
kind of colors.
Well, green. The game looked gorgeous, and it blazed along with something north of 50 frames per second on live, slightly better than the kind of performance you'd expect from a high-powered PC or on your Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. Now, there were a few glitches, which is natural for a new device, but they didn't get in the way of gameplay at all, apparently. one of the writers over at VentureBeat, says that he spent the better part of the week last week blitzing through the game using OnLive, which is a cloud gaming service that runs games on remote servers and streams them through a web browser like a YouTube video. The service can run AAA titles like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood on computers and even on tablets that don't have a lot of processing power. You do need a decent internet connection to play games, which is not too difficult to find nowadays. The game not only plays like a dream on OnLive, but goes out of its way to reward you for being creative and finding interesting solutions to problems and staying alive. He says when he first picked up the controller for Deus Ex, and spoiler alert,
That was a nice alert.
When he first picked it up at the trade show in Los Angeles, he said he was incredibly skeptical. The first title in the series, Deus Ex, came out back in 2000, which I adored and still have a copy of and still play. But he says as he powered through, he got a really better taste of the Human Revolution. He was treated to an experience that doesn't necessarily match the original Deus Ex, but comes very, very close. And it has added the benefit of a decade of sophistication and evolution that video games and first-person shooters have enjoyed. OnLive actually included codes of a free copy, which you all know about, and the GameStop thing, and they got jacked, and and of course, here's the spoiler. You were still listening, weren't you? Of course, turn it off. You get to play as Adam Jensen, who's a security specialist that was gravely injured in a fight trying to protect a piece of technology from his company. Doctors used prosthetics and cybernetic enhancements called augmentations from his company, Seraph Industries, to restore his limbs and keep him alive. He returns to work shortly after being nearly killed to uncover the story behind the attack and quickly gets caught up in a feud between augmentation companies. It's a near-term dystopia where humanity is on the cusp of unlocking the species of true potential through the use of augmentation, which is already happening, believe it or not. People, be afraid. But it's littered with problems. It's littered with problems as the human body over time begins to reject augmentations. You need to take a drug called Neuropezine. Am I saying that right? Neuropezine, to stop the rejection. It leads to an addiction, of course, and a whole host of problems for people who can no longer afford the drug. That leads to riots and the emergence of political movements to try and halt scientific advancement in augmentation. It's Deus Ex for a new generation. You can go check out the rest of this article over at VentureBeat if you want, if you don't mind the spoilers. I personally don't because I think everybody's experience is different. But, yeah, he has a bunch of spoilers in there. But I am more impressed with OnLive. I may have to go back and contact them. They've contacted us before. We get so much email during the day.
Yes.
I'm just stop. No more. No more email.
Some days they send us so much stuff.
I'll have to go back and see what they said now because I was one of those. That was one of those days when Ginger was pinching me and stuff. And
Because it's telling me this pensioner.
Yeah.
What did I just click on?
Is it porn?
No, not porn, not this time.
Is it porn?
You know what I said this time. All right. Okay, what do we got? GamePolitics.com this morning. Research competitive games cause more aggression than violent games. Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Some early research from Brock University in Canada seems to indicate that playing highly competitive video games may lead to aggressive behavior faster than playing games with more violent content. Competitiveness, says a new study published by the American Psychological Association, may be the main video game characteristic that influences or causes aggression. This is true. In a series of experiments led by Paul J.C. Adachi, MA, a PhD candidate at Brock University in Canada, video games were matched on competitiveness, difficulty, and pace of action. Researchers found that video game violence did not elevate aggressive behavior on its own. The more competitive games produce greater levels of aggressive behavior than less competitive games, no matter how much violent content was found in the games. All right, I don't know who wrote this, but seriously, learn to write. All right, so in one of the experiments, Adachi selected 42 college students, 25 men and 17 women, to play one of the video games, Conan or Fuel, for 12 minutes. Both games were even when it came to competitiveness, difficulty, and pace of action, but differently in terms of violence. After participants finished playing the game, they were then told they were going to take part in a separate food tasting study. Participants had to make up a cup of...
Food tasting study?
Yeah. Participants had to make up a cup of hot sauce for a taster who they were told did not particularly like hot or spicy food. The participants could choose from one of four different hot sauces, from least hot to most hot, for the taster to drink. The authors found that there was no significant difference in the intensity and found and the amount of the hot sauces prepared by the participants who played Conan and those who played Fuel. Authors concluded that video game violence alone was not sufficient to elevate aggressive behavior. What? All right, so in the second experiment, Adachi had 60 college students, 32 men and 28 women, play one of the play one of four video games, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, Left 4 Dead 2, Marvel Blast Ultra, and Fuel. Afterward, the students completed the same hot sauce test from the first study. Electrocardiograms measured the participants' heart rates before and during the video game play. On average, students who played the highly competitive games, Fuel and, and Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, concocted what researchers called significantly more of a hotter sauce than participants who played Marvel Blast Ultra and Left 4 Dead 2. They also had significantly higher heart rates. All right, so Adachi writes, those findings suggest that the level of competitiveness in video games is an important factor in the relation between video games and aggressive behavior. With highly competitive games leading to greater elevations in aggression than less competitive games. All right, so the full text of the study, the effect of video game competition and violence on aggressive behavior, which characteristic has greater influence, can be found over at apa.org. Or you can just go over to gamepolitics.com this morning and click straight on their PDF link.
No.
No, I wouldn't either. No, sorry, you're talking about hot sauce and competitiveness and no, just no.
I love hot sauce, so I'd be happy. So I don't think that study would work on me.
No, not so much, really.
Wow, I just heard a weird tone thing. It was odd. Okay, so anyway, apparently the aliens are coming. All right. I never found any War of the Worlds story, but you guys can go and check that out. Go and check that game out. We do have a trailer up as one of our trailers. I believe it's the second or third trailer in. I cannot wait to play this. It is gorgeous. They also have a developer's diary along with the in the trailer. It talks about where they drew their inspiration, which was from Flashback, which is one of my favorite games of all time. Never played Flashback. I think it's available on GameTap. So go check that out. Okay, anyway, on to other stuff really quickly. And I had a good story here, and I have lost it. I love when that happens. Oh, yeah. Okay, announcement, actually. Those of you who I have lulled into playing APB will be happy to know the one of the guns, the Joker SR-315 carbine, which they're saying gets the job done at both close and medium to long ranges, is available now permanently. Only 3,999 G1 credits for you premium members and you non-premium. Add an extra 1,000 to that. Yay. Beautiful gun.
Yay.
It's a beautiful gun. And then I have other news. Apparently somebody was able to raise a lot of money. So, Ginger, we got some new people we got to seek out as sugar daddies. Apparently Zeebo. You know those people? Zeebo?
I have heard about them, yes.
Well, they're doing something good. They raised a lot of money, but they're doing something good with it. They raised it $17 million for interactive education for the babies.
Yay! We like it when you do it for the babies.
Yes. They started out making low-cost game consoles for emerging markets and now focus on education. And they raised $17 million in equity funding, according to an SEC filing. The San Diego, California-based company has previously focused on making games consoles for countries such as Brazil, China, India, Russia, and Mexico. But they're now focused on creating an entertainment and education platform that is going to debut next year. It says Zeebo is realigning its business operations to pursue opportunities in education with a reduced emphasis on gaming, according to their website. The near-term focus is on operations in India, while operations in Mexico and Brazil are being discontinued, sadly. The company was founded by Ronaldo Norman and Mike Ewan, a former Qualcomm games evangelist. Hey, that is my title, thank you. Ewan is now president and chief executive, and Qualcomm is a major investor as well. The company's first game platform used a 3G-connected set-top box to deliver games to children. The former CEO, of course, was John Rizzo. Yay! We're proud of you guys. It's something nice.
Yes, yes. We are so proud of you guys. All right, what have I got? All right, I've got a celebration, apparently. 1 Year of Chaos. Celebrate the first anniversary of Loco, Land of Chaos Online, with presents and violence. Ooh, I love violence. I also like presents. All right, so
I'm done with you.
No, you're not. You love me. Alaplaya, the leading international free-to-play gaming portal, is proud to wish a very happy first birthday to Loco, Land of Chaos Online. In the past year, hundreds of thousands of players have joined the battlefields of Loco to experience its unique blend of action, real-time strategy, and RPG gameplay. To celebrate this milestone, Alaplaya is throwing a party for Loco players, new and old, across the world, starting today and running through August 30th. Special anniversary gifts will be available in-game for all players, and all hero cards will be available completely free of charge from AP Shop. Hendrik Loga, product manager of Loco, Land of Chaos Online, says, "Time certainly does fly when you're having fun. We initially packed Loco with all the entertaining and devious tactical opportunities we could, and our players have continually surprised us over the last year by coming up with tons of tactics and strategies that we never saw coming. It's been a great year, and we hope it's the first of many. Happy anniversary, everyone." In just 1 year, Loco Land of Chaos Online has taken the world by storm, with over 530,000 players registered across North America and Europe, and over 850,000 in-game heroes created from Loco's ever-growing roster. To learn how to join these larger-than-life warriors and their online struggles to rule the Land of Chaos, visit the official site at loco.alaplaya.net. Yay!
Yay! Yay! All right, it's about that time for us to say goodbye. Wait a minute, am I early?
That's about 5 minutes, so we're pretty close.
I'm already a sniffle sneezy mess, so I am going to. Well, there's like construction going on outside or something. There's like a wrecking ball about to come through my house. Wow. I mean, do we have time for one more?
We might.
Because I do want to talk about Zynga. Remember, we were telling you last week that they were releasing their stock and all this good stuff, and how they were saying, "Oh, we're all that." Yay. Well. Apparently, they're going to delay their initial public offering due to poor market conditions.
Oh, really? Is that what they're blaming it on?
The Farmville Studio is what we're calling it, filed an S-1 with SEC, indicating its desire to issue an initial public stock offering as soon as practicable back in July. However, according to the New York Post, and as reported by financial news website Reuters, the company may be considering a delay to the IPO until November of this year. The newspaper cites two sources who have knowledge of the potential delay, explaining that Zynga's original plan was to list as quickly as possible, but they're not in any rush anymore because of the rocky stock markets. Following the IPO filing earlier this year, it was revealed that the company had 148 million unique monthly players across its games as of March 31st, much lower than previous counts, which tallied numbers of multiple Zynga games multiple times. Oh, I think I just found my new gaming obsession.
Oh.
I'll let y'all know about it tomorrow if it's any good. If it's not good, you won't hear about it. And if it is good, you will have to try to shut me up about it.
We don't want to shut you up.
Oh, y'all know how I like spa. Okay, anyway, it's time to go. Because I need to take some drugs and pass out for a few hours because, I'm sick.
don't be sick.
I've tried not to be. Maybe I'll lay out on the lawn. If you pass by a house and there's a woman laying on the lawn, it's me. I'm just sick. It's all right. Just let me lay there.
That's hot. I'm going to be driving past your house just a little bit. Get a camera.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Let's...
I know where she lives.
A lot of people know where I live. Getting in is not the problem. Getting out is the issue.
Who says we want to get out?
GLaDOS, are you going to let Gwen sing?
Probably not. GLaDOS is being a little not nice person.
No, he's not going to let Gwen sing. So we're going to bid you all a fond adieu, and we will see you later. And keep your eye on the sites and all this stuff. We have so much good stuff coming up for y'all. And Ginger keeps leaking it. Ginger's a leak. She's got a leaky mouth. We like her that way, though.
Yes, I do. And if you want to find out more, you got to go over to Game of Natrix, check it out, or check out my Facebook page.
Yes. All right, people. Yes. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye, boys and girls. Mwah.